what the bond market wants is they want the rate rises to happen quite quickly. The jobs report probably pushes it back till December. Like you said, it was neither hot nor cold, so there's no urgency for the Fed to raise in September, which obviously the equity markets always welcome. But from the bond market point of view, they're looking at it from, you know, debts are spiraling, markets still are a little bit dicey, and for the economies to really start pushing forward, I think most people now agree we need rates to rise.
We've had an extended bounce in emerging markets, and the EEM on Friday was up 1.6%. We're seeing a good rally this morning. Do you chase this?
Yeah, I mean, it's, don't forget, we've had about 4 or 5 years of underperformance in the emerging markets. So this is just probably the start of what could be quite a significant period of outperformance. So, yeah, I mean, just wait for dips and try and get in as and when.
And you think it would be better with higher rates?
Yeah. I think if you actually look at equity performances during the rising rate cycles, for the first few rate rises, you actually see equity markets are positive.
If the economy is powering ahead, if you're just normalizing, is it really the same?
Okay, the economies are not great. I mean, I don't think anyone's denying that, but I think you need something like this to actually push the economies ahead, and so I do think it would be quite positive. Yeah,
it could help savers, right?
Yeah, definitely. And to help savers get a bit of consumer spending going on if
you're
getting
that little bit. Is there spending power there?
I think so. I think there's pretty high saving rates globally these days. I mean, even in the States, which was very high credit, last few years have started saving quite a bit. So I do think so. I think there's enough there that can start getting back into the economy.
Okay, 10 seconds, your number one market at the moment, and then we'll talk more about it with Heidi Lin in a moment.
It remains Vietnam.
Okay, so Vietnam, yeah, you like the frontier markets.
I do like frontier.
What else? What else do you look for in this market where we've had this incredible liquidity-driven rally for 7-8 years now?
Actually, I think generally the frontier markets as a whole pretty much look good. So you look at Sri Lanka, you look at Bangladesh. They've powered ahead. Obviously, Vietnam's one of our favorites. But we're also looking, say, new markets that can develop. You know, Cuba is a great example of that, where it's very much a private equity play at the moment because there is no public markets there. But that in the next 3-4 years, once the Americans really get their hands on it, I think you can see that develop and it could be quite interesting. And then even Cambodia. I mean, why look so far? Cambodia is another interesting one, which is just behind Vietnam, say, and Laos.
But these countries would all be beneficiaries of trade moving forward, full debt ahead.
Correct.
But, you know, you've got this anti-globalization sentiment really moving right across the developed markets. So does that worry you in terms of these aggressive equity plays in places like Vietnam?
Yeah, the anti-globalization's there, but if you actually domesticate everything and suddenly prices are up 10-15% because, or 20% because labor is so much more expensive, there'll be uproar in the streets. So you can't have it both ways. You're either going to go for where the labor is cheap and therefore your cost of production's reasonable and you keep your good prices down, or you accept that inflation's going to spiral because you're bringing everything back home. And trust me, if things started going up 15-20%, they'll be crying a lot more than what they are about the anti-globalization at the moment.
We're waiting to hear from the Bank of Japan, Governor Kuroda speaking later on today. I mean, how do you feel about Japan, I guess, given that they are looking like they're fast running out of things that they can do and they're really not getting much bang for their buck in terms of any more easing that they can do or are doing?
Japan's issue is very much demographics. The fact it's an aging population, they're not bringing a lot of new bodies into Japan. That's causing the problem. It doesn't matter what measures you take. If you're having more and more retirees and people joining the workforce, there is a structural problem over there, and you can't fund the pensions and all based on the fact you've got a shrinking workforce. So it's really demographics.
Very big bounce in the Nikkei in the last week or so. So you think investors are wrong to chase that? And look at Hong Kong. The pre-open is showing 309 points up, 1.3%. Those are the two markets that in the last week have done really well.
Yeah, to me, two very, very different markets for exactly like, I mean, Hong Kong demographics are not excellent, but at least they're importing labor and they're trying to bring young blood in. Japan, they haven't quite got there, and I think that's the big difference. So you'll get the bounces, obviously you'll get the rallies in Japan. There are good companies over there, but the fact is, over the long run, it's still a basket case.
And until you'd sell this bounce in Japan, but you maybe continue buying in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I personally would. I think, like I said, if you're looking at a medium to long run type of play, I think Hong Kong just structurally is a lot more sound than what we see in Japan at the moment.
Is there any, I guess, sort of non-consensus trades that you're favouring or looking at the moment?
Non-consensus.
I wrote in the notes exotic trades, but she's so much more professional and non-consensus.
Well, Vietnam is pretty exotic. Myanmar earlier, and
we talked about Cuba. Yeah, we're looking off. We do try and look at stuff, say, off the beaten track, but we're not looking. I don't necessarily like the developed markets so much, and there is still that rally going on, and I do think that they've probably had their day in the sun. The one interesting market could actually be the UK. I think the whole post-Brexit thing is now coming to an end and people are just getting back to normal, and that could start seeing a rally that, or a continued rally there.
So how much are you up this year, and what do you think is fair performance?
It depends. We're hedge funds and we're actually generally short, so for us it's been a little bit of a tough year on the credit side. But if you're in equities, you should be up about 8-9% for sure.